Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The opinions represented during this show may not necessarily represent those of KRMG or Cox Media Group.
Your host is Dan Witham, a financial advisor with offices at 8516 East 101st Street, Suite C in Tulsa. His office phone number is 918-398-8387. Dan is a branch manager with and securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA SIPC. Now here's Money Talk on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
Good Sunday morning, everybody. My name is Russell Mills. And this is Money Talk. We are live and local in the sunny city of Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'm so tickled to say that today. In the studio with me, as always, Mr. Dan Witham and Mr. Steve Money. And we have a special guest today, and Dan will introduce him in just a moment. Remember, if you've got questions for us today, you can text us at 95920. It is our tradition to give away books. Yes. And Mr. Witham has a book that we're giving away today. What is it, sir?
Yes, I do. It fits with the topic at hand. Richard Wade is going to be our guest today. He's a specialist on reverse mortgages. And the book is called Reverse Mortgages for Dummies. It's for seniors who live perhaps on a fixed income. Owning a home and keeping it can be financially challenging. But with a reverse mortgage, you can help to allay a lot of your financial issues. And there's a way you can actually pay off your current mortgage with a reverse mortgage and not have a mortgage at all for the rest of your life. We'll let Richard explain that to you. But this book goes into a lot of details. It's special advice for adult children, especially helping their senior parents to secure a loan. And reverse mortgages, I will tell you, not for everybody, but they are good products for a lot of people. And we'll go into more of that with Richard. But anyhow, if you want a copy of this great book, Reverse Mortgages for Dummies, just give me a call. We'll send you a free copy of it and our one-page questionnaire to fill out for your own stress test on your portfolio, the risk analysis that we talked about last week that covers over 120 different economic scenarios and shows the likely outcome for your portfolio, your specific holdings, given those scenarios. It's all free. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. It is the weekend, of course, so you will get our voicemail. Just leave us your name and your address, please. When you get our voicemail, we'll send the book and the report and the information out to you, along with Richard's contact information, if he'll let me do that. I'm assuming he will.
I would be happy to.
Okay. I figured you would. I just want to make sure there before I go down that
Thank
road.
Thank you, sir.
And you were talking about bats before the show. Is that right?
That was my fault.
That's all right.
Yeah, there's a few bats flying around here.
Yep. And, this is your son's business.
It's my son's business. My son has wildlife control.
Mitigation sort of.
Yeah, Oakey Wildlife Control is my son's business, so he's the one that climbs around in all those attics and under houses and those kind of things.
Okay, well, he may be visiting my house sometime later this spring. We'll see.
Fun times. Well, let me introduce Richard properly here, and let me explain who he is and what he's here for. And Richard, you're with U.S. Mortgage Corporation now, is that correct?
That is a correct statement.
And you're what, the national, like the sales director, basically?
National director for the reverse mortgage division, so coast to coast.
Okay, so I know you're traveling a good bit nowadays, and I've known you for a long time, and you've been on the show several times before, but you also have done some wildlife stuff in your past, I know.
Yes,
I have. Chasing down things. We refer to you as Davy Crockett, at least I do. Chasing down things left and right. All kinds of critters and stuff left and right.
I'm still Oaky, you know. You can't take the Oaky out of me. You know, you can put a suit on me, but I'm still Oaky right here.
Did you kill you a bear when you was only three?
That's pretty much, yeah. That's it. I was only three.
Anyhow, you have done reverse mortgages for many years, I know, and we'll get to that here in just a second. But first, I want to talk about something that happened this past week. We had a great man pass away. Billy Graham passed away this past week. And I did some research on him to find some interesting tidbits on his life that I thought were kind of interesting. I really admire Billy Graham, I have to admit. I watched him a lot on TV, especially when I was very little as a kid. I found out that his father made him in 1933, when Prohibition ended. Billy Graham was 14 years old. His father made him and his sister drink beer until they got sick, so that they would have an aversion to alcohol, as Steve calls it, aversion therapy. Is that right?
Yeah, aversion therapy, absolutely.
So interesting way to do it, but it basically got him to not like alcohol by making him take an excess of it. And among other things, I found out that Billy Graham insisted on integration for his revivals in the early 50s, and that he actually bailed Martin Luther King out of jail, according to Wikipedia. So I did not know that. Did you know that, Russell?
I knew that he originally, you know, he's from North Carolina.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And originally when he would hold one of his crusades, which, by the way, was a groundbreaking approach that people had not done before,
right,
that, you know, the audiences were segregated because it was North Carolina. And, he put a stop to that. He integrated the audiences early on. And so props to him for that.
Absolutely. Interesting. And also they estimated his television and radio audiences were over 2 billion, with a B, 2 billion people worldwide during his lifetime. And that's quite an audience. They say he's talked to more people than anybody about Christianity.
And was at the White House for, what, seven presidents in a row?
Seven or eight,
Seven
or eight he counseled. I know everybody from Eisenhower, I think, through Obama,
Obama, so every one of them.
Quite a few.
Truman through Obama.
Yes, Truman through Obama. That's right. Yeah, you're right. So quite a few of them, and he was quite a man.
He didn't work on Obama.
All right. Anyhow, he was quite the great individual, and I was really distressed to see the Washington Post do what they did. I don't know if you saw the article or not.
I did not.
They ran a hit piece on him the day after he died, which is really shameful, I think. I just couldn't believe they did that. So
pretty typical for that group.
Yeah.
And that ilk.
That's just, that was bad. But anyhow, Billy Graham, a great individual, truly a great individual, I think, and he will be missed, obviously, by many of us, by people all over the world. Richard.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about you.
Oh, wow.
About your background.
Wow.
We got a minute.
Does this show go till Monday? All right. About me. I from Florida originally, but since came here as a teenager, I consider myself an Okie. My dad is a retired financial advisor, and he found the reverse mortgage over 16 years ago. And he literally called me and said, "This is an amazing program. You could change a lot of lives doing this, and I think you should do that." My answer was no. And he said, "Really?" And I said, "Nah, that sounds boring to me." Yeah. My mom and my dad drove from Ocala, Florida to Tulsa. They stayed with me for a month, and he said, "I'm going to train you anyway." I've never looked back, and that was 14 years ago. So I'm in my 14th year as a reverse mortgage specialist and never had an inkling that that was going to happen.
And was this a fairly new instrument? I mean,
people think it is a fairly new instrument, but actually Ronald Reagan signed it into law in 1988 as a government program. So what was that?
So 30 years. Yeah, it's fairly new compared to, you know, a standard mortgage.
Right. Agreed. And there's still a lot of misconceptions, even with that 30-year tenure, reason that Dan so graciously has me on here to help educate people and weave through some of that grass.
Why don't you explain the reverse mortgage versus the typical forward mortgage, if you will,
okay,
and how they differ and what – just go ahead with that.
So I have – and a whole bunch of people out here listening have a regular old mortgage, and every month we write a check. Half of it – just example. Half of it goes to interest and half of it goes to principal, and if you keep doing that long enough, you eventually build equity up in your home. Statistics say that most people, their first house, they move in 5 years. So they've paid a bunch of interest and they've hardly acquired any equity in their house. But when I'm talking to someone 62 or older, which is the age for a reverse mortgage, maybe talking to a 70-year-old, they've lived in their house a long time. They've kept making monthly payments. Their house might be almost paid off or their house might be paid off completely. So someone like that would call me and say, "Richard, my house is almost paid off. What would a reverse mortgage do for me?" And here's just a nutshell. A reverse mortgage for that person, I can get rid of their house payment and hand them a little bit of extra money out of the equity of their home. A person calls me and says, "My house is completely paid for. What can I do?" They can access equity in their home to use for whatever they want to use it for, not have a house payment, and they still retain the deed. That's the big thing. People think you lose your house. All you're doing is borrowing some of the equity in your home, and whenever you leave that home is when you will pay it back with whatever interest accrued. And we can go deeper in a minute, but it's just borrowing money from your house and not have a monthly payment.
Well, and the difference between what you're describing in a HELOC, for example, talk about how a HELOC would work versus a reverse mortgage in as far as the payments go.
Yeah, HELOC stands for Home Equity Line of Credit.
Yes, sorry.
Thank you for doing that. Yeah, because you're right, a lot of people are going, "What's a HELOC?" A HELOC is when you borrow money against your house and you have it in an account and you can grab some of it when you want to use it. The more money you pull out of there, the higher your monthly payment continues to get, because the more money you borrow, the more money you owe them back. On a HELOC, depending on the term and condition, those can be yanked out from a person at any time and be called due. Rates can change at any time. And obviously you're tied to a payment. A reverse mortgage, you borrow the money. You don't have to use it today, tomorrow, the next day. There is no payment. If you use 500 of it, there is no payment. It's guaranteed by the Federal Housing Administration to always be there. You can use it when you want, how you want, or not at all. Use it for a safety net. I do a lot of reverse mortgages where people just use whatever the money they get. They just use it for that rainy day fund because they didn't build one up over their time in life.
And one of the things that I've noticed from talking to you over the years about reverse mortgages, with a HELOC or traditional mortgage, let's just say, the amount available to the owner may go down or up depending on the value of the home. In a HELOC in particular, let's just say. With a reverse mortgage, as I understand it, they don't do that. Is that right?
Well,
Once they get it.
Yes. So the reverse mortgage, people always ask, well, how do we know about the value? And a licensed FHA appraiser appraises the home, tells us what the value is. How much a person can get is based on the appraised value of the home and the age of the youngest borrower. That's where they get their calculation. So it doesn't matter if they call me or 200 other people that do what I do, if you could find them. It's age of the youngest person and value of the home says here's how much equity you can pull out of your house.
Right. And so the older you are, the more equity you can pull out.
Correct? That's a correct statement.
Based on life expectancy,
obviously. That's right.
They don't want to accrue to where it becomes negative equity over your life expectancy, I would assume. So they're going to keep it a lower amount for the younger people, a higher amount for the older people.
Yes, right? Which is a safety net we'll talk about later.
Okay.
Just about how to protect them from that.
Okay.
Fair enough. All right. Well, I've got questions, and maybe you've got questions. And if you do, and you want to learn more about reverse mortgages, you can text us a question, 95920. Rich will be happy to tackle that for you. Meanwhile, if you'd like a free copy of today's book, Reverse Mortgages for Dummies, do your own homework. By golly, Dan's going to send it to you absolutely free. All you got to do is call his office at 918-398-8387. Do be sure and leave your name and address because it's Sunday and there's nobody actually at the office. That number again, 918-398-8387. You are listening to Money Talk. We're live and local in Tulsa, Oklahoma on News 102.3 and AM 740, KRMG. Hope you're feeling good, too. Welcome back to Money Talk here on News 102.3 AM 740 KRMG. My name is Russell Mills. We are going to have your top stories in the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center here for you in about 8 minutes, and your forecast is going to be a nice week, I think. Stay tuned. Coming up next hour, we've got Fox News Sunday. If you've got questions for us today, we've got a special broadcast. Richard Waite here talking about reverse mortgages. You can text your questions to us at 95920. And meanwhile, Dan's got a little book you might want to check out about reverse mortgages. Dan?
I sure do. It's called Reverse Mortgages for Dummies. It's a book that will help you decide if a reverse mortgage is right for you. Shop for the best reverse mortgage products. Find out if your home is eligible. Find a counselor, Richard Waite, who can help you, by the way. So you can probably do that, can't you?
I can help. I've actually read that book, so I understand the questions.
And Richard has helped many people. He's come to my office and visited with a few of them, I can tell you, over the years. Anyhow, we'll send you a free copy of this book, Reverse Mortgages for Dummies, along with our one-page questionnaire for you to fill out and send back to us if you want your free stress test or risk analysis of your portfolio. That is a 200-page report, by the way, we'll give you, covering 120 different economic scenarios. It's like a book. I have to admit, it's pretty thorough. You can get it all for free. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave us your name and your address, please. When you get our voicemail, we'll send it out to you absolutely free, no cost, no obligation. And we're visiting here today with Richard Waite, who's been on the show many times before. And he's a reverse mortgage specialist, but he's with U.S. Mortgage Corporation. And what's your title, Richard?
Director of the Reverse Mortgage Division.
Okay. So he's the boss of the Reverse Mortgage Division, essentially, is what he is.
Yes.
And he knows more about it than anybody I've ever met, I can tell you, by far in my lifetime. And a lot more, actually.
Thank you.
But you had a question you were asking during the break. Go ahead with that.
Just what goes through my head.
About the age difference and stuff?
Yeah. And well, my wife's a little bit older than I am, and I'm not yet 62, but she is. So you were explaining that we could go ahead and get a reverse mortgage, but we would get less money because it's based on the younger person.
Yes.
So we would qualify for it, but we wouldn't get as much money.
Yes, you said that. That was fantastic. You're hired. you're in. That's very hard to explain to a lot of folks. So since the reverse mortgage is based on the age of the youngest person, as far as how much money, how much of your equity does the mortgage company allow you to use out of your house? Because they do want you to be able to use some money, and they also want you to have an equity position in your house. So a reverse mortgage of any kind would never give you 100% of the value of your house, because the house could drop the next day, you know, vice versa. So the design is, if you're in your 60s, and this is, don't quote me on this because I have to run a calculator, but if you're in your early 60s, then a reverse mortgage might give you loan you about 40% of the equity in your home. If you're in your 70s, then it can be more, in 80s and more, but they'll never loan you 100%. It's all based on life expectancy. And so not a new law, but say a year, a little over a year ago, you both people had to be 62. And they changed that to, at least if one person's 62, then one person can be younger. And but we do the calculation off that younger person, because obviously, statistically speaking, that person's going to be around longer than the older person.
Probably not in my case. I figure I'll die first. But that's
well, but that's a good explanation. And it's a very good question, because I know previously we've had you on before, both people had to be 62.
That's correct.
If I remember correctly.
Yeah. The law, it opened a lot more doors for folks. Really did.
Right. And so there's a lot of people that are in situations similar to what Russell described, you know, just now, as far as the age difference and everything. And so they don't have to wait. It used to be they had to wait till they were both 62, essentially. Mm-hmm. To get the reverse.
I always say that those all those folks that have married that youngster and thought it was so cool all these years, this is where it could come back to bite them. They don't get as much money as if they were the same age.
That's all right. One of the questions I had for you was, I think you clarified the house does not have to be paid off to
correct.
Have a reverse mortgage, right? It doesn't have to be completely paid off. Obviously, they have to have some equity in the house to get it. But one of the things that I was going to ask you about was, what if somebody has an existing mortgage? Let's say their house is worth $200, just for the sake of argument. We'll do a little math here. Steve will love this.
Okay.
We'll do some math. $200. The house is worth $200. They owe $50,000 on it, and they want to do a reverse mortgage.
All right.
Can they do that? Are they out of luck? Or?
No, that's it's a wonderful scenario right there.
Let's say they're 70 years old and their mortgage is $1,000 a month. Their payment is $1,000
a
month.
Gotcha. So what we talked about was the difference between these two reverse mortgages. They're not different, but you've got one person that doesn't have a mortgage and they get some extra money and use it. You got a person that has this $1,000 a month mortgage. And let's assume that their property taxes and insurance are not in it. Okay, so it's $1,000 of making a house payment. So I could meet with that person and teach them how the reverse mortgage works, that they still own the home, the deed's in their name, they can sell the house anytime they want, but they can get rid of that $1,000 a month house payment. So a reverse mortgage would pay off that $50,000 mortgage. It depending on their age, it would probably actually give them some extra money out of the credit line, out of the equity to create a credit line, so to speak. And what did we just do for their financial situation? Did we just put $1,000 a month back in their pocket? How many 70-year-olds, nobody wants to admit this, but how many 70, 75-year-olds can go out and find a part-time job to make $1,000 a month? We all can name one of them that we all know and all say the same thing, standing in front of a certain store and waving. They don't have a lot of options. And when I get the opportunity to put $1,000 back in the pocket of a 70-year-old, 75, 70, it's amazing to me. Amazing to me.
So we have a texter. Did you notice? We have a text come in and it says, please set Clark Howard straight.
Oh, thank you for saying that.
So it says, Richard changed my future with reverse mortgage. I cannot lose my home unless I do not pay the insurance taxes or keep it repaired or if I abandon the home. And that I think is the thing. People have to think there's a catch. Oh, I could lose my house. And you're saying this is the same as, basically it's the same as a regular mortgage, and how it works ultimately when you die or if you sell the house, you pay off the mortgage just like if you had a standard forward mortgage.
Yes, yes. It's even better. It's even better. But you kind of caught me off guard. Did that actually say Richard?
It says Richard changed my future with reverse mortgage.
That kind of got me.
We get a picture of that, man.
That was very and no, you
is
you
your,
were
is
a,
your wife listening to the show?
I don't know, but you were a blessing to me, whoever you were, I'm sure. And this person's right. I love Clark Howard, by the way. Absolutely adore Clark Howard.
He'll be here in town, coming here real soon.
But get me in front of that man, because I write him, I send him emails and write him all the time. Guys like that,
I can make that happen.
And I'm dead serious. Okay. I am dead serious. I love the man.
I've got your card.
He's got a black and white view. And reverse mortgage is either too expensive, it's not good because it's too expensive. And I always say, fees are high compared to what? What are your other options? I personally have done reverse mortgages for folks that have not taken their medication. They're buying half their medication. As in, I'll do a closing for a lady on Tuesday that can't afford all her medication and her house is paid for. But somebody said, don't do a reverse mortgage because they'll steal your house. And Tuesday, she will now be able to buy her medications on a regular basis.
Wow. All right. Well, apparently one of those people texted us, and you can text us too, 95920 if you got a question. If you'd like a free copy of this week's book, Reverse Mortgages for Dummies, call Dan's office, 918-398-8387. Do be sure and leave your name and address so they know where to send the book, 918-398-8387. More Money Talk after the news on News 102.3 and AM 740, KRMG. When the rains came down in the hollow, playing a new game, laughing and running, hey, hey, skipping and jumping. I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you. Oh, welcome back to Money Talk here on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. My name's Russell Mills. Happy Sunday to you. Coming up in less than 30 minutes, stay tuned for Fox News Sunday. They got a lot to talk about. Meanwhile, our special program today on reverse mortgages. If you've got a question on that topic, you can text us at 95920. Somebody did just that. We'll get to that in just a minute. But first, Mr. Witham has a book about reverse mortgages. You can
I sure
have
do.
Absolutely
right.
Free.
Reverse Mortgages for Dummies is the book. It's for seniors who live on a fixed income or want to find a way to pull cash out of their home, and they can do it in a variety of ways. We'll have Richard explain that to you. But anyhow, this is a great book. You can get a free copy of it and our one-page questionnaire to fill out for your own custom stress test on your portfolio, risk analysis of your portfolio, what your individual positions are expected to do in a down market. And you can just give me a call if you want a copy of the book and the report, 918-398-8387, the number to call, 918-398-8387, the number to call for that information and the report. Just leave your name and address, please, when you get a hold of us. We'll send that to you absolutely free, no cost, no obligation. Let's see, we're talking about Richard Waite.
We've got a couple texts here.
Let me tell him who Richard is here for a second.
Do you want to read the top one?
No, I'm not reading that. I'm not touching that one.
Okay, I'll
anyhow, Richard is a reverse mortgage specialist, and he is the what director of the reverse mortgage?
Director of the reverse mortgage division.
Division, yes, for U.S. Mortgage Corporation. And he's a good friend of mine. He's been on the show many times before. But anyhow.
And he's clearly got a fan base.
Yeah, evidently.
Let's read the other more appropriate
in
question.
Said,
what's the more appropriate
question? Oh, come
question?
On. You don't want me to read that one?
Yeah, read that one.
Says Richard Waite is dead sexy.
Is there a question?
I don't know.
Chris, he's too sexy for his shirt.
She's like, I don't want to get involved.
I do know that the president of U.S. Mortgage and the owner and the vice president are watching. So that was one of you gentlemen. Thank you.
Okay. If it was one of those gentlemen, they got concerns. Okay. So somebody texted a real question. Says, can I buy a new house and then get a reverse mortgage, or do I have to wait a period of time?
Wow.
That's a great question.
That is a great question. If you look on my phone for the next thing I wanted to make sure we talked about, I wrote reverse purchase.
Okay.
So the answer to that question is there is a program that started in February of 2009. So not at the same time as the reverse, but it started later in life for those specific people. And I'm gonna expound just a little bit on this, because I know you all have heard the numbers too, that 10,000 people every day are turning 65. Every single day, our baby boomers. In 2011, 500,000 seniors wanted to upsize or downsize in 2011 before the boom came. So what we're seeing is a trend where people 62 and up there's going to be a big move for those people to downsize, upsize, sideways size. The days of them staying in the same house they've been in for 40 years, they just don't do it anymore. They want to go do things and see things and be different places. So a reverse purchase is this, as quick as I can do it. A person says to a realtor, I just sold my house and I've got $100,000 and I don't want a loan, but I got $100,000 and I was in a neighborhood I didn't want to be in. What can you put me in for my $100,000 that I would want to be in? You see where I'm going with that? They can't get anywhere with the same amount of money because they can only go where they can go there. So let's say this person is about 72, 73, somewhere in their 70s. I could say to that person, if you've got $100,000 to put down on a house, a reverse mortgage would go ahead and chip in another $100,000 for you. And you could buy a $200,000 house with your $100,000 down payment and never have a mortgage payment. Now, tell me what that would do for our senior community where, and forget that wonderful scenario of $100,000 and $200,000. What if a person could just buy a house that's $50,000 more than they thought they could afford, and they don't have a house payment? My mom is an example. She said, I don't want a giant house. She goes, I want a very small house, but I want everything in it new that we don't have to replace before I leave this earth. Well, that might be more expensive than she could get a mortgage for. But if she had $100,000 after selling her other house, she could buy a $200,000 house, and that might not be a 2,000-square-foot house. That might be a 1,200-square-foot house that has everything she could ever want. No payment. No payment.
Okay. The next question, can you do a reverse mortgage on land or on a home that is not your primary home?
Okay. So on bare land, on bare land, you cannot do a reverse mortgage on bare land because you have to do a reverse mortgage on your primary residence. You can own as much land as you want, and you can own as many homes as you want, but you can only do a reverse mortgage on one, which is called your primary residence.
So the answer to both of those is no.
However, if you have bare land, put a mobile home out there.
Yes.
Put a dumpster out there and live in it. Put a tent out there. If that's your primary residence, it's your primary residence.
Yes.
Am I right or not?
We can do reverse mortgages on mobile homes. There are qualifications that it has to meet, FHA guidelines. But just for the folks out there that live in mobile homes, don't think that you're not part of this possible equation, because we can do reverse mortgages for those as well.
I like that idea. So lots of people can qualify. And I like the idea that they changed the age limit thing to where the couple of ones under 62, they can do it. What, Richard, does a person have to do to qualify? And I want to ask you, this is a two-part question here. What does a person have to do to qualify for a reverse mortgage? And in the scenario you described earlier about buying the purchase with a reverse mortgage, mm-hmm. if that person didn't qualify for a traditional mortgage based on their credit, let's just say, or their income, either one, would the reverse mortgage have helped them out in that scenario?
Okay, I'll answer that one there first, which is if a regular mortgage person had to tell Mr. and Mrs. Client, sorry, because of your credit, we cannot get you a regular loan, they absolutely do have a way, way, way better shot at getting a reverse mortgage. A reverse mortgage doesn't even look at credit score.
Right.
We look at something called financial assessment or financial responsibility. We want to make sure they can pay their property taxes and their insurance. Okay.
Okay. So now for qualifying for the reverse mortgage, that's all they have to worry about basically is being able to pay their property tax and their insurance?
Yes. I mean, they have to fulfill all their other financial obligations on a regular basis. But what we are looking at is after they've paid all their bills in the end of the month, is their property taxes and insurance still in, are they in there as well? And do they have some money left over at the end of the month? You know, that we want to see that they make more money than they spend. But we're just not as critical or crucial as the regular mortgage. So I'd put the whole idea of the reverse is not to turn anyone away. We structure the reverse mortgage where if they do have bad credit, we actually have a scenario. This goes into your second question. If they do have real bad credit, we have a section called a LISA. It's called a full LISA. And in layman's terms, it is a property taxes and insurance set aside. So if a person comes to me and says, I want to do a reverse mortgage and their credit's really messed up, I can say, you are going to get $100,000 from your reverse mortgage, but the reverse mortgage sees that you you weren't paying your bills real good, and we want to protect you. We don't want you to lose your house. So we're going to take an escrow account of property taxes and insurance out of some of the money that you were going to get. And we'll set it aside, and we'll pay your property taxes and insurance for you. To me, that is a dream come true. Could you imagine living in a home and all for the rest of your life, you don't have a house payment, you don't pay property taxes, you don't pay the insurance. All you got to pay is your utilities, and somebody else pays that stuff for you. Now, understand, it is your money, but they're guaranteeing that you won't accidentally spend that money on Christmas on the grandkids and think that I'll get it back by time to pay the taxes. This set-aside will guarantee to protect you in that way. And that's strong. That's super powerful.
Hey, Richard, I want to go back to the difference in ages. So you have one spouse at 62 or older. The other spouse is not yet 62.
Okay.
Can the younger spouse stay on the deed?
Legal-wise, the younger person would not be on the deed. However, there is an addendum that show in the closing documents that says that they have a certain period of time, so many months, to then put their name on there to legally be the owner of the house by changing their name onto the deed.
So some people might think that they need to not be the owner of the house because they're not yet 62, but the reality is they need to be on it, correct?
The younger one?
Yes.
No.
Oh, I have it backwards?
Yeah, the younger one, if the younger one's on the deed, then a new deed would be created where the oldest person is the title holder, the deed holder. The younger person is not on the deed, but they have 100% rights to the deed when that other person passes away or decides to leave the house.
So the younger spouse has a life estate on the property. They can stay there the rest of their lives.
That's a correct statement. Now, what happens when the main borrower passes away, if there was a credit line with money in it, mm-hmm. the younger person that's staying there does not get access to that money because the agreement was with that other person. Now, somebody that becomes 62 and now is qualified to get a reverse mortgage, if the numbers work, they can get one themselves if the numbers work that way.
So the borrowing spouse passes away. The younger spouse still is not 62, but they've done a deed. They've deeded their portion, their interest in the property to the older spouse. I don't know if the deed actually reserves a life estate. I would think it should, but I don't know if it does. So the older spouse passes away. The younger spouse can, for a fact, live there the rest of their lives, and they don't have to pay back that reverse mortgage unless they sell the house, too. Is that correct?
That was the great way to say it. Even for an attorney, that was a really, really great way to say it, because that was really good layman's terms, and I know that you struggle with that, layman's term stuff. So that was fantastic, because I wouldn't have been able to explain it that well. You are right, that younger person gets to stay there the rest of their life.
But if both are 62 or older, that's a non-issue because they're both on the deed.
That's a correct statement. It's non-issue.
Right. Okay. Do we have time for one more question?
You got 1 minute left.
Okay. Explain non-recourse and how that affects these real quick. We have about a minute.
Non-recourse. There is no obligation. One of the documents that's signed at the closing table, there is no obligation to repay this loan. So we talked about spreading the gap between how much the house is worth and how much a person can get. Well, everybody remembers 08 and 09 when our housing market crashed. Some people's houses crashed and their reverse mortgage that they had for 10 years was now more than the house. An FHA insured reverse mortgage says the owner of the house or the family can never owe more than the house is worth. They are protected. FHA has a program to take care of that for them.
So it doesn't go against the state, basically.
Does not go against
the negative equity. Okay.
All right. If you'd like a free copy of today's book, Reverse Mortgages for Dummies, thumb through that thing. You learn a lot more about this. You can call Dan's office at 918-398-8387. Do be sure and leave your name and address so they know where to send the book. Nobody's there on a Sunday. Again, the number 918-398-8387. And we'll give away Richard's phone number as well here in a little bit. You might want to grab a pencil. More Money Talk right after this on News 102.3 KRMG. To carry on.
Return the sender.
Welcome back to Money Talk here on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. Coming up here in about 8.5 minutes, your top stories, the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center, and your work week forecast. Stay tuned next hour, Fox News Sunday. If you got questions, you can text us at 95920. Someone did just that. We'll get to it in a moment, but first, Mr. Dan Witham gives away books like candy. What's the book this week?
That's right. The book this week is Reverse Mortgages for Dummies. It's all about reverse mortgages, of course, the topic at hand today. We'll send you a free copy of it and our one-page questionnaire to fill out for your own risk analysis of your portfolio. It's all free. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387. Just leave us your name and your address. When you get our voicemail, we'll send it out to you absolutely free. Richard Raitt is our guest today. He's a specialist on reverse mortgages with U.S. Mortgage Corporation. And I want to ask him a question, Richard.
Yes, sir.
What if I think the housing market has peaked? Let's say I think my house is at a high value right now, but I don't need to take out the money right now, but I want it later. What do I do?
Okay. So a reverse mortgage is not necessarily for... It's great for somebody that needs some money right now to go do something, whatever it may be. It's also a very powerful tool to use in the future for your retirement planning. So a reverse mortgage has a product called a line of credit. You can do a reverse mortgage and not take a penny of the money and put it in something called a line of credit. While it's sitting in that line of credit, it is not being charged anything while it's sitting there, and it actually grows for you. It continues to grow, which is one of the statements made on the board up there telling about how somebody has money from a reverse mortgage, and it actually keeps growing for them. So there's something called the line of credit. So if someone's 62 and says, I don't really need it right now, they can put the money in the line of credit, and they'll get a statement every month watching how that money's growing for them. And it's insured and protected by FHA.
Okay. Do you want to give out your phone number just in case somebody wants to get a hold of you? Because I'm sure some of the listeners
I'd love to. I'd love to. My phone number is 918-951-5121, 918-951-5121. And for you local folks, I am at 81st and Memorial in Tulsa at 8282 South Memorial Drive. 8282 South Memorial Drive.
So he gave out his cell phone, folks, just so you know. You can text him, too.
Yes, that is a texting number.
Okay, we got a couple of things on the board. You want me to hit those real quick?
Sure, please. Go ahead.
One person said, my reverse mortgage is set up so any increase in the value of my property is added to my balance in my reverse mortgage that I didn't use, which I can draw on later. In other words, the value of the home grows, and so the line of equity or the amount of money that they've got available to them grows as well?
That's a correct statement. So just add 2 seconds to it is... when I told you the older you are, the more money you get. So this person's saying a year later, I'm a year older and my house appreciated in value. So they put more money in that line of credit for me.
Okay. Next one says I have 30 acres with a house on it. We'll assume for the purposes of this question, this is their primary residence. How much of that land would be included in the reverse mortgage?
The answer to that question, unfortunately, I can't give you like a solid answer you want, but the answer is what is customary and common in the area. So if every other place around there is 30 acres and a house, then we can do it. If everybody there is an acre and he happens to be the 30 acre, then we could do a cutout for him of the house on a few acres. But the true answer is if it's common in the area, then we can do it.
All right. That's a very good question. These are great questions.
Right? I know. It's a very good question. Lighten up the board today. Thanks, folks.
I like these questions. Richard, what are the three options or what are the different options where how people can get their money with a reverse mortgage?
Okay. Couple different options. So I have people that say, I just want to pay off a bunch of bills and get rid of those monthly expenses. So hand me a lump sum and they can do a reverse mortgage and they're just handed the all amount they can get and they go about their life. All they do is pay property taxes and insurance for the rest of their life, and they stay there until they don't want to anymore. Second one is I tell them they can get $100,000, and they say, I'm scared of that. Don't hand me $100,000. Can I just get $500 a month put in my bank account automatically every month out of that protected money? I can change it at any time I want, but they can get a monthly stream of income of whatever number they want as long as the money is available. And then the third one is it's called tenure, and it's based on your age and how much money you have in there that they will pay you a guaranteed amount of money every month for the rest of your life, even if your money runs out, because they they did it on life expectancy, and it's called tenure.
So it's guaranteed income for life.
Guaranteed income for life, yes. So lump sum, regular payments, guaranteed income for life, or they can put it in the line of credit and grab it anytime they want.
Thank you. Very good explanation. Will the reverse mortgage affect Medicare or Medicaid's eligibility?
Does not affect Medicare. Medicaid, this is very tricky. Medicaid can be affected, but work with a professional reverse specialist. I do reverse mortgages for people who have Medicaid all the time. Just fine. If you do a reverse mortgage with someone that doesn't know what they're doing and you are on Medicaid, you could lose your benefits if it wasn't done right. So the answer is yes, it can be done, and it better be done right by somebody that knows what they're doing.
Yeah, I might point out to use a lawyer that knows a little bit about Medicaid also. I'm just saying. And Richard and I work together on some of these things. Let me ask you real quickly, too. I think one of the biggest concerns that some adult children have is, you know, if when mom dies, the mortgage company is coming and snatching that house up before the funeral's over.
Yes. Great question. I want to add something to this. So the one of the amazing things about the reverse purchase or reverse mortgage is that the kids have up to a year to decide what they want to do with the home. As long as property taxes and insurance are paid, they have up to a year to take care of mom and dad's business before they sell the house.
Is that income from the reverse mortgage taxable? Texter asked it.
Great. Any money you receive from a reverse mortgage is not taxable. Social Security and Medicare are not affected by that scenario either.
Very good. You want to give me your number one more time?
My phone number, 918-951-5121, 918-951-5121. Give me a call. Information's free.
All right, Mr. Witham. Thank you, Mr.
Thank
Money.
You.
Thank you. Richard Waite.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Interesting show. If you'd like a free copy of today's book, Reverse Mortgages for Dummies, call Dan's office at 918-398-8387. He will happily rush that book to you. And that number one more time, 918-398-8387 to get a free copy of Reverse Mortgages for Dummies. You've been listening to Money Talk. We're here live and local on KRMG every Sunday from 10 to 11. Up next, your top stories in the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center. I'm Russell Mills. Have a great afternoon, everyone. Fox News Sunday's next. Have you paid your dues? Can you mow?
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.